A party of men made up their minds at New Year's to take the pledge. Swear off drinking. So they all got aboard the Aqua Chariot. Or to be more proper and precise, I suppose I might say, the water wagon. They were doing first rate until they passed the drugstore. Then they got that aromatic spirits of ammonia feeling. Got off, went inside, and lined up in front of the soda fountain. Each one trying to make the other believe that he knew all about those soft drinks. Those Sundays and Mondays and Thursday afternoons. One fella ordered a strawberry cocktail. Another fella asked for a porous plaster fizz. There was a little nervous man in the party. Very temperamental, nervous sort of little individual. Yes, evidently one of the literati. He was just getting over a very long siege. He had the right intention, but the wrong desire. Someone had evidently put him wise what to say in this drugstore, because under his breath he kept repeating, lemon phosphate, lemon phosphate, lemon phosphate. The clerk says, what do they have? And he says, give me a little carbolic acid. There was a doctor standing right next to the little nervous man. He tapped him on the shoulder and said, you'll pardon me, my good man, but I can see that you are suffering from the effects of alcoholism. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can cure yourself of that drink habit. He says, if, whenever you find the terrible craving for drink coming over you, you will go and eat something. Instead of drinking, you'll find you'll be able to cure yourself. Whenever the desire for drink enters your mind, go and eat something, but don't drink. So just try that. So the little nervous man did try it. Gave it a very hard fight. Naturally, it would be at first. He used to stand it off just as long as he possibly could, and when nature would endure it no longer, why, he'd go and eat something. And sure enough, it cured him. Just a case of mind over matter, another little example of Christian Science. Cured him absolutely. He was getting along fine. Until one night, sounds familiar, eh? He was stopping in a hotel, and the man in the next room to him committed suicide. Blew out the gas, shot himself in the head, and cut his throat from ear to ear. Very thin partition between the rooms. The little nervous man heard the body roll off the bed onto the floor. He rushed around to the next room. Lit the gas, looked down, saw this horrible sight, ran down 7 flights of stairs to the office, right up to the clerk, and he says, say, a man up there in the next room to me just committed suicide. Blew out the gas, shot himself in the head, and cut his throat from ear to ear. Yes, room 44, the room next to me. Yes, that's right. And say, for heaven's sake, give me some ham and eggs and a piece of lemon pie.